PBS Kids.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the final lexicon. Watch her villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the prime world in check.
Hey kids, listen for the words blurt and nuisance.
Early one morning at the Boxford family breakfast table.
Let's review the facts, shall we? First, I recently turned 10 and a half. I got straight A's on my last report card, and Violet has already hosted 2 slumber parties, and she doesn't turn 10 and a half for a month. So, in light of these facts, Mom, Dad, I hereby ask permission to host my first slumber party tomorrow night.
I object! Hey, don't I get a say in this?
You just blurted, "I object," so it looks like you do have a say.
A whole house full of girls in pajamas? That's just wrong.
You love Word Girl and she's a girl.
No, she's not. She's a, well, it's different.
TJ, you're being a nuisance. Uncool.
Lights out by 9:30.
Agreed.
Permission granted.
If it's okay with everyone's parents.
Yay! Thanks, Mom and Dad! Slumber party, slumber party, slumber party, slumber party. We'll watch movies, play charades,
and tell ghost stories.
We'll have pizza.
And we can give Bob a makeover.
Come on, Bob. You know I would never. Hey, those hair curlers were your idea. Bob, come back. I'll see you later, Violet.
Okay, Becky. See you at the party.
Party? I just love parties.
Eileen.
Hiya, Violet Lywit.
Oh, no! It's Eileen, a.k.a. the birthday girl. A spoiled little girl with a love for baby talk who thinks every day is her birthday.
Tell him the other part, Mr. Narrator.
Oh, and if she doesn't get what she wants, she yells, mine, 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 turns into a big green monster, and destroys the city.
It's true. So where's the fun party, Violet?
Party? What party?
But I heard you talking to Becky Wecky. You're planning a fun party for my birthday.
Oh, no, it's not a birthday party. Eileen, it's a slumber party at Becky's house.
Becky Wecky is throwing a slumber party for my birthday? When?
Oh, no, it's a secret.
A secret slumber surprise party? Is it tomorrow? Tomorrow? Tomorrow?
Yes.
Hooray! Tomorrow is my birthday! See you there, Violet, Violet.
Oh, my gosh, Becky's gonna be so mad at me.
My first slumber party. This is going to be so much fun.
Right, fun. Becky, there's something I should tell you.
Okay, girls. Now we'll be upstairs if you need anything.
And remember, lights out at 9:30 sharp.
Hey, no pepperoni?
TJ, don't be a nuisance. Let's go.
No fair.
Come on, sport, you can play with us. We're going hunting.
Hunting?
Hunting for bargains. It's coupon clipping night. Fun city. But I'll get it. Coupon clipping fun night.
That's strange. I'm not expecting anyone else.
Becky! I kind of invited someone else to the party, but I didn't mean to.
Well, that's okay, Violet. Is your cousin visiting again?
No.
Is it Trisha with the runny nose?
No. It's
Come on, just blurt it out.
That's right, Violet. Don't hold back. Just blurt
it's out. It's Eileen!
Eileen?
Surprise! It's my birthday!
The birthday girl?
That's me!
Oh, boy.
You have the cutest little monkey face, Bobby Robbie.
He's just Bob.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Okay, hi, everyone, and welcome to my slumber party.
Slumber birthday party.
I think everyone's met Eileen.
I'm Eileen, and today's my birthday. Welcome to my birthday slumber party.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm already having my slumber party right now, so if you'd like to just...
It's my party. My party. Mine. Mine.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Tell you what, since it's your birthday, it can be both our parties.
Hooray! I brought a birthday card for me. Everyone sign it.
Meanwhile, TJ is getting some quality time with his parents.
Word girl!
Ah! Oh.
I'll get you, Dr. Mouse Brains.
More.
Great Mall of America!
What?
There's a sale on my favorite brand of odor-eating shoe insoles.
That's even more disgusting than Becky's slumber party.
TJ, don't be a nuisance.
Honey, this coupon is shaped like a shoe, and it's for a foot care product. Isn't that fantastic? Wow, 10 cents off.
Let's get out of here. Word up!
So what should we do first? Make popcorn, play charades, or watch the new Pretty Princess movie? Oh, and my mom said we could paint our toenails if we're super careful with the rug.
Well, since it's my party, I get to pick. And I want to dress up the silly monkey wonky and make him pretty like me.
Yes, I was going to suggest that next. Come on, Bob. I owe you one, okay?
Okay, WG, here's the plan. I'll sneak down to the sleeping bags with this can of rubber worms and spiders while you watch my back. It's time to launch Operation Nuisance. Nuisance. A nuisance is someone or something that is annoying, unpleasant, or obnoxious. But you probably already knew that, TJ. You're so smart and awesome and smart. You know, you're right. It's true. I am awesome. You can give me more compliments later, word girl. But right now, we have a job to do.
It's my birthday. Sleep over. In the morning, the sun will rise. And we'll do it all again. Do it all again. Do it all again.
Wow, Eileen, that was great. Thanks. Hey, Violet, your turn.
No, it's my turn.
Eileen.
Yeah, why not give someone else a chance?
I said it's my turn.
Mine.
And I said it's Violet's turn.
Mine. How about we play charades?
Okay, I love charades. Beckety-weckety, tell Bobby Wobby to do a charade.
Word is charade. Story? Two words. Oven. Baker. Baker's dozen.
The Muffin Man! The Muffin Man! The Muffin Man!
Eileen, I think he already said that's not it.
The Muffin Man!
It's still not it.
4 and 20 blackbirds?
Baked in a pie? Pie!
The Muffin Man!
Oh! I think I know it.
Well, blurt it out.
I think it's the Pied Piper.
I knew it! It's the Pied Piper!
Hey!
I win!
But you cheated!
I win and I get a gold star!
Hey, that's my gold star!
Gold stars! Yay! Everyone except for Becky is on my gold star team for the rest of the party!
I'm so sorry, Becky. It's all my fault if I hadn't gone and blurted out about the party.
That's okay, Violet. It'll take a lot more than a nuisance like Eileen to ruin my first slumber party. Anyone for some homemade carrot cake?
I love carrot cake.
Well, that should be the end of that little nuisance.
Who wants a piece of my super chocolatey birthday cake with vanilla ice cream?
I do.
Chocolate cake with vanilla ice cream? Okay, sure. Eat up, enjoy. I guess nobody wants to know about the big surprise. Doesn't anybody want to meet Word Girl when Word Girl shows up to my party?
Word Girl? Here?
TJ, go away or I'm gonna tell Mom and Dad you're being a nuisance.
Who cares? Word Girl's coming!
When?
When?
Soon. Soon! I don't know how I'm gonna pull this off. I wasn't thinking. I just blurted it out. Almost 9:30. I'd better think of something quick before lights out.
Word Girl's not so great. She's just a nuisance. And it's not even her birthday. It's my birthday. Mine! My party! My friends! My cake!
Now!
Whoa!
Calm
Okay, pumpkin. 2 minutes to lights out.
Bedtime is such a nuisance.
I'm sorry, but that's the biggest sleeping bag we've got. For people, that is. We also have sleeping bags for whales. To your left.
Great! Time to send the birthday girl to bed.
Slumber party ever.
Yeah.
Well, birthday girl, I guess this means the party's over.
No! My party! Mine!
You can blurt out mine all you want, but the only party happening tonight is my friend Becky's slumber party. You're welcome to stay, of course.
Wee-wee?
Yes, wee-wee. Hi, guys. I was just brushing my teeth. Did I miss anything?
We'll tell you tomorrow, Becky.
So remember, next time someone asks you to name your favorite source for fun and adventure, be sure to blurt out Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is disguise. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word.
A disguise is the type of monkey Huggy is. And what a cute disguise he is.
No.
A disguise is a way of changing how you look. If, say, I were to wear a beard and a cowboy hat, so Word Girl didn't know it was me asking for her autograph again.
That is correct, Tommy. Congratulations, you are today's winner. Huggy, show him what he's won. An official Word Girl trunk full of disguises. Disguise yourself as a fireman, a French spy, a teapot, a game show host. Hey!
We didn't talk about you disguising yourself as me.
Very funny.
All right, come on, Huggy. There can only be one host of the show.
Much better. That's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Listen for the words impolite and oodles.
It's lunchtime down at City Hall. Speaking of which, let's watch what's going on.
Let's see. A healthy lunch will give me the energy I need to show my coworkers that I should be their leader, their supervisor, and their boss.
Oh, in case you forgot, Beatrice Bixby is also the notorious villain, Lady Redundant Woman, which is why she tends to repeat herself using different words.
Next! Excuse me. I think it was my turn next.
Oh, how incredibly impolite of me. Did I just cut in front of you? I'll only be a minute, friend. Thanks.
He had better not take too long, because I, Beatrice Bixby, am not afraid to, you know, say something.
Thanks.
Sure, yeah, no problem. What an impolite man.
Next!
Now, wait, just... I
have one quick question. Important news business, you know.
Oh, well, okay. I'll just wait my turn. Again.
Do you confirm or deny the rumor that City Hall ham sandwiches are delicious?
Well, we sell oodles of them.
Great, I'll take three. I'm starving.
That reporter not only cut in line, he interrupted me while I was speaking. That makes me mad, angry, and also quite furious, too.
Coming through, please. Excuse me.
And he didn't even say thank you. He's just lucky that my 30-minute lunch break is only a half hour long. Or I'd do something.
Good afternoon. I'm the mayor, and I'm here to order lunch. I'd like to officially announce my plans to have the usual.
Excuse me. I believe it was my turn.
But it's 12:30, and I order lunch every day at 12:30.
I think I have had just about enough bad manners, rudeness, and impolite behavior.
Hey, pie!
Oh, yes.
That is it!
Hey, look at you! You've changed!
Yes. Look, pay heed, and take notice! Because this scary change, this chilling alteration, this terrifying transformation is from people being impolite to me!
Hey! You just turned my talking cards into oodles of tiny pieces of litter!
Yes! And littering is bad manners! And that's just the beginning of my plan. My plan to be really impolite to every person, every resident, every citizen of this town! Well, you get the point. Evil laugh comes.
Just wait until Word Girl hears about this. She'll stop your plan.
How will she find out?
I'll take this one. Help! Meanwhile, at the city park, Becky and Bob are learning to skate.
It's easy, Bob. Just turn one foot to the side, push forward with it, and you're off.
Okay. You're really starting to get it now.
Has anyone seen Word Girl?
Uh-oh. Sounds like trouble. We better go check it out. Are you sure you want to wear those right now? Okay, just be careful. Hey! Stop that right now, you rude replicas!
Word Girl! Lady Redundant Woman is at City Hall! And her copies are running all over town being very impolite! See? She didn't even say excuse me!
Stop being so impolite! All of you! Great job, Huggy!
Back at City Hall, Lady Redundant Woman's impolite revenge plan continues.
Excuse me, Miss Lady Redundant Woman. Are you almost finished with your evil revenge plan? Because I never ate my lunch, and I'm really hungry.
Oh, is this your pie?
Why, yes it is.
Well, I'll have you know, your pie will be eaten, gobbled up, and devoured by me!
Yuck, that's disgusting.
Exactly. All part of my clever scheme, my brilliant idea, and my smart plan.
Well, I don't care how great your plan is. As mayor, I want to be on record as being against it.
Yes, sir.
As Word Girl and Captain Huggyface try to get to City Hall, they encounter a city crippled by oodles of Lady Redundant Woman copies, each as impolite as the next. At the bus stop, they show no courtesy to fellow passengers. In the grocery store, they ignore the express lane rules.
Hey, this is the express line, lady. 10 items or less. A jar of pennies? That is impolite, baby. Lady. You.
Not even the neighborhood streets are safe from the atrocious manners of Lady Redundant Woman's copies.
Hey, you villains! Get off of my property!
The sidewalk isn't your property. It belongs to the city. Yeah!
Darn it, they've got me there.
Will Word Girl defeat Lady Redundant Woman's copies before the city is destroyed by impoliteness? Word Girl.
You better believe it.
Word Girl, thank goodness you're here.
Dad, I mean, citizen, what are you doing with that box?
Well, Word Girl, these rather impolite ladies made such a traffic jam, I had to walk home from the figurine repair shop.
The figurine repair shop?
Yeah, like you, my daughter Becky has a pet monkey. Bob is his name. Anyway, one day he was skating in the house when he fell and chipped the horn off of one of Becky's unicorns. So we had it fixed.
Angel Face, they fixed your horn.
You know, you ought to go find Lady Redundant Woman and, I don't know, stop her.
Ugh, I've been trying to, but you know, hundreds of evil copies.
Yeah, there's noodles of them.
Noodles? Ooh! Not to be difficult, but noodles are food. Oodles means a large quantity of something, like hundreds of evil copies.
That was Angel Face. Come on, Huggy. Let's finish this.
Hey, can I go back to my office now? I have oodles of work to do. Thursdays are my busy day.
I don't care if you have oodles of work to do, or a lot of work to do, or even an enormous amount of work to do. You were impolite, and now I'm being impolite.
Not so fast, Lady Redundant Woman.
I don't appreciate when villains take over cities. Things can go wrong. Innocent unicorns can get broken.
And word girls can get trapped!
Oh, there's the city's bear trap. And they said we'd never use it. Ah.
Lady Redundant Woman, I demand that you end this now.
This will never end. Never! Not until every last person in this city understands the anger, the fury, and the rage I felt when I was treated rudely while waiting in the lunch line!
Really? Is that what this is all about? You won't give up until everyone knows what it feels like to be stuck in a line because people are impolite?
Yes!
Look, I don't want to seem like I don't care about your feelings, Lady Redundant Woman, but everyone already knows what it feels like to be treated impolitely.
What? No, really?
One time this guy told me. Oh, yeah, we've all felt like that.
You have?
Sure, everyone has. We all know what it's like and how mad it can make you when people are impolite.
That's right,
yeah,
pretty angry.
No, I had no idea. But there were oodles and lots and many other impolite things, too. He interrupted me while I was talking.
I'm sorry, Lady Redundant Woman.
And he was snapping his gum when he cut in front of me in line.
I'm sorry. Bad habit.
Yeah, that's totally impolite.
But the worst, the most inconsiderate, and the one who was the most impolite was the mayor.
Now, just a minute. As mayor, I would surely notice if I were being impolite. If I knew what the word meant.
Impolite. It means being rude or disrespectful, like when you do something hurtful or careless to someone, like cutting in line.
Well, maybe I was impolite. I am very sorry if I was impolite.
You are? Wait, just because he says he's sorry, I'm supposed to give up?
Would it help if I insisted on you giving up?
It might, but I'm still in control, and you're still trapped, caught, and snared in the city's bear cage.
As mayor, I never go anywhere without the remote control to the bear cage.
So, will you let everyone go now?
Oh, yes. It appears I have no choice.
Yeah!
Gosh, everyone. I'm so sorry. I was so upset. I ended up being impolite.
Well, to make it up to you, I promise you won't have to wait in a single line at the police station.
Sorry about cutting in line. And that.
Oh, I'm sorry, too.
And I hope you enjoy jail.
Thanks, you too. I mean, I will.
And so, thanks to Word Girl, Captain Huggy Face, and our kind citizens who showed understanding and compassion in the face of extreme impoliteness, the city is back to the way it was.
Yeah, you know what would be a better ending? If Angel Face wasn't in oodles of pieces.
Excuse me, Word Girl?
Yeah?
Here you go.
Thanks, Dad. Mister?
It's just like the one I got for my daughter, Becky.
Oh, I bet she'll love it.
What a nice ending, you know? Join us again next time for oodles of thrilling showdowns with impolite villains on
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I Have a Word?
Our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round! Tommy, you correctly defined the word disguise. Ready to play the bonus round?
Sure am.
Great! Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for disguise.
Mm-hmm.
shot, Tommy!
I don't know who Granny may think she's fooling, disguising herself as a cheerleader.
That is correct, which means you're our bonus round winner! Show him what he's won, Huggy!
I win Huggy disguised as a cheerleader?
No, you just win the disguise, Tommy. Well, that's our show! See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Want Word Girls Word Power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
I like the word banana. Number one, because it sounds kind of funny. Number two, because it feels a little weird. And number three, when you're in a spelling bee, you could go on forever and ever going B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A. I just like bananas because I say them. Banana-rama-rama rama, ding dong. I go all over school saying banana. And my mother says I gone bananas.
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what livid means. That's right. Livid means to feel super duper angry. Congratulations, Huggy. Livid.